Blog Talk Radio.
Connection now, just in time to interview the lovely Paige Davis.
You know, and with that being said, I'd like to welcome the incredibly talented Miss Paige Davis to the show. Hey, Paige, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing good.
It's been looking forward to this date for a long time, ever since the interview was scheduled with you.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this today. This is going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
Before we get into things today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
All right. Well, my name is Paige Davis. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Northern Massachusetts, a little small country town. I got into music about 5 years ago. I started my first open mic when I was 12 years old, just at a local restaurant, and absolutely fell in love with it. I knew it's what I wanted to do just from that first show. And ever since then, things have been picking up. And last year, I had two of the biggest shows that I've ever played. I opened for Lady Antebellum and Kelsea Ballerini and Brett Young, and played the New England Country Music Festival with Michael Ray and Frankie Ballard and William Michael Morgan and some other really great local acts. So those were everything kind of built up to that. And also, I won the 2017 New England Music Awards Country Act of the Year. So that was pretty exciting, too. So all the hard work that I've had over the last 4 or 5 years really paid off in the last year. So
that is impressive. I mean, to be your age, 17 years old, and to already have opened for some of the major players in the country, that's quite a resume.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to similar shows coming up this summer. So it'll be great.
Awesome.
Paige, I wanted to ask you, how it was to open for Kelsea Ballerini. Did you get a chance to meet her either before or after the show? And how was that experience, if you did?
Well, the experience was incredible. She and I have pretty similar music sounding songs and such. So the people who were there to see her enjoyed the music that I decided to play for them. But I actually didn't get to meet her that time, but I have met her another time. I was actually going to one of her concerts just as a fan and not as an artist, and got to meet her before. So she was very nice. She was super. I gave her a CD of mine, and I was like, oh, like, you're such an inspiration to me. I feel like we would have so much fun if we were friends and whatnot. And she took it, and she was like, oh, that's so cool. And I told her I knew Lance Carpenter, one of my really good friends. He's a writer down in Nashville who wrote her first hit single, Love Me Like You Mean It. And she thought that was awesome. She was really great. And honestly, everything from the experience at the concert that I played and just meeting her was great.
I have met Kelsea a bunch of times, to the extent she remembers my name. And she is super sweet every time. I think her personality and her devotion to her fans has won her a lot of fans. Her fan base is tremendous, and that's one of the reasons why she's able to play at the bigger venues now.
Yeah,
oh,
she
yeah,
was
I
so
agree.
Sweet.
I usually don't start out with this question, but. Considering everything you've done up to this point, I mean, opening for Kelsea, opening for Lady Annabelle and all the rest of them, what's next on your career bucket list?
My career bucket list? That's a good question. Well, this summer, I'm opening for Keith Urban and Kelsea Ballerini once again at the same venue I opened for her last time. So that's about to be checked right off on there. But I think it would be really cool to write some, with some more experienced writers and be able to put out an EP eventually. So that would be pretty great. I guess that's what's next on my career bucket list.
Oh, that's super. Do you think we'll have a Kickstarter or Pledge Music, or would you just do it on your own in terms of financing the EP?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm sure I'll be financing it on my own. But I mean, from gigs and such, I mean, it kind of all goes back into itself, so I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to finally get to release your EP.
I'm sorry?
I meant to tell you, Paige, the song that we played earlier, Carousel.
Yes.
I'm gonna add the song to a rotation on my indie country radio show I host every Friday.
Thank you so much. That's so great.
Absolutely. Along the lines of the last question, when your career starts taking off more than it already has, and you're winning CMA award after CMA award, which is going to happen for you.
Thank you.
What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think one of my favorite things about my favorite artists is how genuine they are and how real their songs are and how well they can connect with their fans and how supportive specifically the other female artists are of each other. So all of those things are really what I like to think of myself as and what I want to stand for, what I'd want to be remembered for. So, yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Paige, this is Craig. I wanted to ask you, how did you get the opportunity to meet and work with Lance Carpenter, who is actually now signed on to a label and now has a song released with Crystal Keith?
Yes, he does. He's such a great guy. I believe it was 2 years ago. I don't even know. But I did a Martha's Vineyard songwriting festival. It was through an organization up in Boston up here. It's called New England Nashville, and it's run by Matt Casey. He's just absolutely incredible, too. But he had Lance come up from Nashville to Martha's Vineyard, where they had seasoned songwriters and new songwriters, and that was when I was a little newer to the country scene up here in Boston. And I mean, Lance just absolutely was so supportive of me, and really just, he was so nice, so caring, took me under his wing, kind of. He's like a big brother to me. So fall, he came back up for it, and I decided to go again, and got to see him and hang out with him again. So.
Oh, that's incredible. I hope you continue to keep in touch with him and be friends.
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome.
We talk all the time. He's such a great guy.
Oh, cool.
I noticed you. I said that you were from the Boston area. I was actually there.
Yes.
I think it was maybe last year I was there for a Red Sox game.
Oh yeah.
Boston is such a great city. I mean, it's historical. It's just awesome.
It really is. It's one of those cities that no matter what you're there for, whether it's sports or medical attention or concerts or just to walk around, it's just something to be so proud of because they have so many great things to offer there.
Agreed completely. Another thing I wanted to ask you is I know you've been at this music thing for you said a lot 5 years? If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I honestly don't think I would change anything about it. I think I've kind of created my own path so far and made it the way I kind of wanted it to be. And somehow it seems to have worked out thus far. So I think as long as things keep going the way they're going, I shouldn't have any regrets, but we'll see.
Awesome. And that leads into my next question for you.
Okay.
If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
I would be going to med school.
Wow.
What field of medicine you would be interested in studying?
I have been actually interested in studying anesthesiology since I was in like sixth grade. So quite a bit of time.
Actually, that's a very lucrative field.
Yes, it is.
Patients would be very happy to tell you that it's making them feel better right before the actual surgery.
Yeah, well, I always say, I always want to be able to help people and make people feel better in some way, whether it be through music or through medicine. I mean, both are wonderful ways to bring people up when they're feeling down. So, I think either way.
So, being a creative person, which you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
For my music, I mean, a lot of my material comes from what I experience every day. I'm still in high school, so I have all kinds of things I hear, whether it's happening to me or happening to people I know. Always surrounded by drama, always surrounded by boys and girls and boyfriends and girlfriends and ex-boyfriends and whatnot. And a lot of that material really comes from just being totally immersed in the high school population and experiencing it all firsthand.
I know all about that high school drama.
Good time.
Well, the drama is only beginning for you, but it's going to be very good drama.
True.
I hope so.
I know we mentioned a little bit about your career and who you've opened for, but professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, honestly, winning the 2017 Country Music Award, New England Music Award Country Act of the Year was a huge turning point for me, because when I went that night, I was just there to support whoever was going to win the award. I did not think that it was going to be me. I had a lot of friends nominated in that category for last year, and I would have supported anybody who won, but I just was so surprised when they said my name. I didn't even know what to say. But I think that people, because I'm so young, it's hard to take me seriously, but I think people really kind of realized I'm not just in it for fun. I'm really serious about and passionate about what I do. So,
That was like me. Last year, I was up for an award last year in Nashville, and I honestly had no intention of ever thinking I was going to win, because I've been up for the award the year previous and didn't win it, so. I went into that award show thinking, I'm here. We'll just see what happens. And when they said my name, I was like, wait, what's happening right now?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so exciting when that happens. great.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you. I mean, I thought another buddy of mine was going to win it. I was like, is this actually happening? But it was.
Congratulations.
It was.
That's so fun.
Thank you. And
you're welcome.
And speaking of Nashville, how often do you make the trip down to Nashville?
Not often enough. I've been down twice ever. And every time I go down, I just realize how far Boston really is away from Nashville and the whole music scene. I feel so busy when I'm up here, but then I go down there and I'm missing out on everything. I don't even, like, I know so many people down there. I'm so excited to see all of them and be involved in Writers' Nights and be able to go to shows and socialize with everybody down there. And I just am missing out so much when I'm up here.
Paige, it's not too late. I would love to see you at this year's CMA Fest, where both Cody and I will be going.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes. Are you attending this year?
What'd you say?
Are you attending this year's CMA Fest?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Hopefully one day.
I actually live about 2.5 hours from Nashville, so that's not very far, and as a matter of fact, I'm going next week. So.
Really? That's great.
Mhm. I have family that lives about 15 or 20 minutes outside of the city, so I've got a couch to crash on pretty much every time I'm there. So. And Nashville is like my favorite city in this entire world.
Mine too. I love it so much. It's so beautiful. It's so welcoming. It's just the greatest place ever.
It is, and I feel like also, of course, I know there's a shark in the music business. I understand that. I'm not naive to it. But I feel like in general, probably 85% or 90% of the country music industry is just a genuinely good people.
I know. Everybody seems so supportive of each other no matter where we go or where we end up. So it's so great. I'm so fortunate to be a part of it.
Yes. Paige, I agree that Nashville is a super place. If I could transfer my job, I would move down there. if you're not – another place I'd love to see you perform at is at the Opry stage or in New York City. It would be a terrific place for you to make yourself known to the New York country community, working your way down to Nashville.
I've been trying to get in there. I don't really know how. I haven't played there quite yet, but trying to figure out a way.
Is there anything I could do to help, let me know. I could see what I could do.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
You're welcome.
One more question for you, and it's a big one, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take 3 things with you. What are you taking?
Oh no. my guitar, my mom, and some water.
Yes. You have lots of water near you on the island, because that's what surrounds an island.
It's
just be drinking.
You can't drink salt water.
Yeah, water, baby.
Oh, well, water is water. No, I'm just kidding.
It's good for your voice.
True.
You've got the music.
How about the music? Watermelon,
got,
too.
Somebody to keep you company, which is what I need.
Right.
Which is what
and
I
tell
need,
me what to do.
Because I'm a big people person, so. Mm. So.
Me too.
So I need somebody to keep me company, or else I'd drive myself nuts. Actually, one more question for you because I know you said in an email that you had to be somewhere. But whether in your a personal life or a professional life, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I think the best advice that I've ever been given, I think this goes for personal and professional, is to just, you know, always be yourself, always be supportive of other people, but just stay true to yourself no matter what. And even if it means, you know, creating your own path and whatever, taking the high road instead of following everybody else down the dark way. You just got to stay true to yourself.
So, in the last 5 minutes or so that we've got, I wanted to talk about music. I mean, obviously Carousel is a great song. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you so much.
Is there, and I know you, I might've mentioned something about an EP or something. Is that in the works yet, or do you know?
Yes, it is very much in the works. Hopefully it'll be out, I don't know, maybe sometime this summer. There will be a single off of it being released, hopefully pretty soon, within the next month or so. So that's pretty exciting. I'm excited for people to hear that. That's a pretty intimate, personal song, kind of savage, but personal in its own way.
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to say too that if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's promotion for the new EP, promotion for the new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
You know,
likewise.
I feel like if you guys take a 30 plus minutes out of what I know is a busy day to come on the show and do this, I feel like it's my job to help promote you guys in any way possible.
Thank you so much. I know everybody appreciates it and you so much. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I give you a lot of credit, I guess, Paige. Thank you so much for leaving your job at 5 o'clock and now you're doing an internship. You're only 17
yeah.
years old and you're doing so much. I am thrilled for the road you're taking, how hard you're working.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a lot, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy everything that I do, so... Thank you.
That's important. But it will pay dividends in the long run, trust me.
Yes, it will. You know, from the past 25 minutes or so that we've talked, I can tell that as young as you are, I can tell you've got it, you know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I can tell you've got a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
You're just incredibly talented.
You,
my friend, are a star.
Thank you so much.
It's an honor.
I
really hope to see you in the future and perform and get to meet you.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it all.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Well, I think I'm gonna wrap things up and let you get to your internship. But again, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd be so happy to be there.
Absolutely, and like I said again, if there's anything we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much. Hope to talk to you again soon.
I'll talk to you later, Paige, okay?
All right, bye. Thank you so much.
All right, bye. That girl is so sweet. Wow.
She's such a devoted worker. She puts in her time.
She's a hard worker. I agree.
Yeah, she's paying her dues, and she, like you said, she's a doll. And I do think we're going to see a lot of in the upcoming
years. She is. She's an absolute star.
Yes.
So, a couple of announcements real quick. There will be no show next Tuesday because I'll be in Nashville.
You're at the Nashville Award, Universe Awards.
And also, I initially didn't think this was going to happen, but I'm going to my first ever Song Suffragette show next week.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you know who will be performing?
I don't yet. They usually post on Twitter on Thursdays. So I saw no Thursday. I hope Kaylee Shore and Alina Stone will be there. I hope.
I hope at least one of them, if not both. And if I hope
because
you
there's something I've been. I've been wanting to say to those ladies face to face for years, literally years.
What is that, or is it a surprise?
I felt like a girl got me through one of the roughest times in my life, literally.
If you can elaborate on that when you see them, you know, they'll love that for you. I'm sure they'll give you a hug for it.
I'll tell the entire story, trust me. And it's a long story.
Oh, yes, trust me. I think if you do end up telling them, please let me, and they appreciate it, which I'm sure they will, please don't hesitate to spill the beans.
I definitely will. The next show we have, I will definitely spill the beans. But they're there. So, speaking of shows, have a show next Wednesday, don't we?
We have a show next Wednesday, tomorrow, actually, with Lizzie Cates.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we do.
Yes, and next Wednesday, we have the super talented Kelsey Cook, who's performed the Jim Jammies before and does the Facebook Live every Monday morning. We got it. She's fantastic.
She also
and
a
next
couple
Thursday,
a song for Bridget, didn't she?
I think she did, actually.
A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or something.
Might have been a few months ago, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway.
And next Thursday,
I'm so excited.
Here you go. I just want to say we have October Rose to talk about their new EP that's just coming off the charts. I mean, just being released.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so excited for Nashville next week. It's just not even funny.
So, you're going to Song Suffragette, and you're going to the award show. And I'm assuming you're leaving Wednesday?
Wednesday morning, yes, I am.
So,
Wednesday
have a
morning.
Dynamite 2 days, Cody, even though I will
you
be
know,
talking tomorrow.
You know, the last time I was in Nashville, both of us were there at the Awaba Awards.
Correct. Last September. No, last June. It was the Sunday of CMA Fest.
You know,
I don't think there's going to be one this year.
They're not doing them this year.
No. I don't think he's having one.
Which is a bummer.
Oh, well. I'm sure.
That's a bummer. But, I mean, you know.
I'm sure you'll get to see make up for it next Tuesday.
Yep. All right, bud. I think I'm going to I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Talk tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Paige Davis. Like me and Craig said, tomorrow we have the super talented Miss Lizzie Cates on the show. And next week, we will not be having a show Tuesday of next week, but next Wednesday, we welcome the incredibly talented Miss Kelsey Cullock to the show. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Those with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.